tens of thousands of people voted in the August primary before the field of candidates for governor got shuffled. And in Wisconsin, those votes are considered final. It's Tuesday, July 21st. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, a program allowing Wisconsinites to buy state park passes at the same time as their vehicle registration is proving successful.
Basically, an increase of about 20% from the previous year.
And a story about Democrat Kelda Royce as part of WPR's ongoing series of profiles on the candidates for governor. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state, thanks to its network of 8 bureaus. With reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
Wisconsin's Democratic primary for governor has been full of twists and turns. That includes multiple candidates dropping out of the race and another who dropped out before getting back in. But what happens if you already voted absentee for someone no longer running? Is it too late to change your vote? Sarah Lear has the answer.
Last week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez announced she's no longer running for governor. That exit prompted Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley to announce he was jumping back in. Despite that shakeup, if you've already turned in your completed absentee ballot, you're not allowed to change your vote. Deborah Cronmiller with Wisconsin's League of Women Voters explains.
You can't go in subsequent to that and then ask for your ballot back so you could get a new one.
More than 70,000 Wisconsinites have already turned in their absentee ballots ahead of the August 11th election. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Trump administration has added a project to drill for metals in northern Wisconsin to a fast-tracked federal permitting process. Mining company Greenlight Wisconsin is seeking a prospecting permit to drill at the Bend deposit in Taylor County. The program known as Fast 41 was set up in 2015. It aims to improve transparency and streamline permitting. Greenlight Wisconsin sought out the fast-tracked process for a drilling project in the Shawmigaun-Nicolet National Forest. It's being reviewed under the National Environmental Policy Act, and company officials say such reviews often take too long. Dave Bluen is with the Sierra Club's Wisconsin chapter.
Adding Greenlight and Bend to Fast 41, you know, it likely does little to nothing to expedite exploration permitting.
He says the reason is the state has its own regulatory timelines. State and federal regulators are still reviewing the project. A program allowing Wisconsinites to buy state park passes at the same time as their vehicle registration is proving successful. Avery Martinez says more than 23,000 passes have sold since the program started.
And that was only a month ago. The Department of Natural Resources partnered with other agencies to offer online purchases whenever someone renews their registration. The hope is to make buying them simple and fast while making sure everyone has required passes to visit state parks. Chris Pedretti with the DNR says running the numbers, there was a definite increase in sales compared to last year.
Basically, an increase of about 20% from the previous year, month of June.
It's a win-win, as Pedretti says the parks are self-funded, partially by the passes, which cost $28 and allow entry to the parks for 12 months. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A submarine from World War II is currently undergoing repairs at a Wisconsin shipyard. The USS Silversides docked last week in Sturgeon Bay after being towed across Lake Michigan. The vessel is normally housed at a museum in Muskegon, Michigan. But as the museum's director, Veronica Campbell, explains, the ship needs sprucing up, including steel replacement, a new paint job, and some sealant.
It's been just over 50 years since she's been in dry dock, so she's well overdue for some maintenance.
The sub will spend the next 3 months undergoing what's known as a dry dock repairs before it's tugged back to the USS Silversides Museum. The work is expected to cost more than $3 million, which is coming from a federal grant and private donations. The Experimental Aircraft Association's annual air show and fly-in convention is back in Oshkosh this week. As Joe Schultz reports, AirVenture is expected to bring tens of thousands of people and millions of dollars to the Fox Valley.
The event runs through Sunday. Last year, more than 700,000 people attended. A report from UW-Oshkosh found it has an economic impact of more than $250 million. UW-Oshkosh economist David Fuller worked on the study. He says AirVenture generates more than 2,000 jobs.
Most of it is in entertainment and recreation industry, food services and drinking, accommodation, transportation. But, you know, it goes all the way down to even construction, right? Different sorts of economic activity are required as a part of the bigger production.
More than 2,000 attendees came from a record high 94 countries outside the U.S. last year. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, a profile of Democrat Kelda Royce, who's hoping her experience stands out as she makes her second run for governor. Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards, from writing and Wisconsin history to science and music. Find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
Kelda Royce is no stranger to seeking higher office. After previous failed bids for Congress and the governor, the state senator is running for governor in 2026. As Sarah Lear reports, this time around, the detail-oriented Democrat is leaning on her experience ahead of a jam-packed primary election.
When you ask Kelda Royce's allies to describe her, there's a common refrain. Here's former Dane County Supervisor Carousel Baird.
She wants to break down every tiny piece, but I think that that's what sets her apart, the level of intentional attention to detail.
Here's the State Assembly's former Democratic Minority Leader, Gordon Hintz.
I respect her work ethic and her, you know, digging in on policy details.
And here's Royce herself.
I do have very, very detailed plans for not just what my vision is, which is raising wages, lowering costs, fully funding public schools, and protecting our rights and freedoms from this dangerous Trump regime.
In this primary with lots of choices, Royce wants voters to know she's someone with experience in government. Endorsed by the state's largest teachers union, she says she'd push to spend Wisconsin's budget surplus on public education. She's called for ending Wisconsin's private school voucher program. And at a recent union town hall, she said Wisconsin should open its state employee health care plan to any resident who opts to pay into it.
The very same coverage that I get as a state senator, which is great health care coverage, and let anybody buy in.
A former director of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin, Royce has advocated for repealing statewide restrictions on abortion. She served 6 years in the state Senate, including an unsuccessful bid to become Senate Minority Leader. Before that, she founded a real estate technology company after spending 4 years in the state assembly. When she remembers that first assembly campaign, Royce rattles off some details.
I knocked on 20,252 doors as an underdog candidate and ended up winning.
Royce was an underdog again when she ran for governor in 2018, placing third in a crowded primary. She was a favorite of some in the Democratic base that year, and her campaign got national media attention because of an ad featuring her newborn daughter. Barry Burden is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
She sort of lit fire when one of her ads involved her breastfeeding her child on camera, and that got attention. It was circulated for free.
2026 has been a different story. With seven Democrats running to start, Royce struggled to stand out. Other contenders include Madison State Representative Francesca Hong, a Democratic socialist who has energized the party's left wing, and former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who came close to winning a seat for U.S. Senate 4 years ago. Burden sees Royce as on the progressive end of the spectrum, but
she is not the only Madison candidate in the race. She's not the only state legislator in the race. She's not the only female candidate in the race. And she's not the most progressive candidate.
The race has been shaken up recently. A few candidates dropped out, and one candidate, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, rejoined the race with Governor Tony Evers' endorsement. Royce has stuck with it. She raised around $900,000 and announced TV ad buys, including one where urgent music plays as an ambulance barrels down in the background.
Healthcare should be a right, but the system is broken. Republicans like Trump broke it so that insurance companies could profit more. It's almost like they're trying to kill us.
Rorys concedes she has fallen short in past runs for higher office, but she says every race is different.
Our political culture too often rewards risk aversion and complacency, and instead, we should be encouraging people to run for office and to take risks.
Rorys maintains she has the experience and the attention to detail needed to win this summer's primary and to win in November. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR will continue our series on the governor's race Thursday with a profile of Democrat Joel Brennan. And now for a check of the forecast. Breezy and cooler today, partly cloudy south and mostly cloudy north. Expect spotty light showers and sprinkles mainly in the north and eastern areas. Highs today will reach in low 70s north and low 80s south. And then tonight, drizzle is possible early in the east with decreasing clouds and cool temperatures. Lows expected to reach in the mid-40s to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, expect sunny skies and partly cloudy but comfortable. And that's all today for Wisconsin Today Morning News. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. We love hearing from you. And so if you have any feedback, email us at newscasts@wpr.org. I'm Courtney Everett, and our producer today was Hope Kerwin. We'll see you back here tomorrow.